So today we are reading a story called Dragon's Extraordinary Egg. It was written by Debbie Gliori, and it is read today by Mommy and
the one, the only, Spider-Man.
Wow. Spider-Man in person. Good old-fashioned Peter Parker. Are you ready? Don't tell your mom. I will keep your secret. Here we go, friends. It's bedtime in the land of ice and snow. Night, night, says Bibbs, Mommy.
Sleep tight, says Bibbs, Daddy.
But Bib has a better plan.
Please,
says Bib.
Can you read me a story? The one about dragons?
Oh, Bib, sighs his mommy. Just one story, and then it's night-night, sleep tight.
And don't let the frost bite,
says Bib, snuggling in. And what kind of animal is Bib?
The penguins, they're all penguins.
They are penguins. Long, long ago, long before you hatched, dragons came to live in our land of ice and snow. They had lived all over the earth, from east to west, and all points in between. But nowhere seemed just right. So the dragons arrived in the icy vastness of our land and set up camp.
Did they have tents and sleeping bags in their camp?
Asks Bib. I think they forgot to bring any, says Mommy. So to keep warm, they made their home on top of a mountain with a fire in its heart. And there they spent the long, long winter waiting for spring. Sometimes it felt as if spring would never return, but slowly the dark skies turned blue, and drip by drip, the ice began to thaw. At last, the sun returned to the frozen land. And we can see them, can't we? The dragons. What color are they?
Orange.
Yeah, kind of reddy orange colored. The dragons loved the sun. They stretched their long necks and spread their wide wings and polished their hard, shiny scales. Soon after that, the eggs started coming. Eggs with spots, dots, and stripes. Eggs with lumps, bumps, and frills. Some of the dragons laid little eggs, and some of them laid huge ones. But one dragon, with no egg at all, went off to be alone for a while.
Poor dragon,
says Bib. I know, says Bib's mommy. But sometimes things happen for a reason. Look.
Oh,
gasps Bib.
Poor egg.
Now, why is that a poor egg? What's going on in the picture? Can you describe it?
There's an egg dripping on an iceberg.
Yeah, the iceberg is out in the middle of the ocean. And there's just a tiny little egg all alone on top of that iceberg. Yes, that egg needed a mommy. And that dragon needed an egg. It was a perfect fit. The dragon loved her little one. Through ice and sun and through dark and dazzle, little one loved her back. All the other eggs were quick to learn how to fly and breathe fire and chew rocks. But little one was slow and careful and learned to survive. Well, all the other eggs grew big and strong. They grew long necks and wide wings and hard scales all over. But little one, being small and fluffy, grew courage instead. And all the other eggs were given endless gifts, fast toys. toys, vast toys, flashing, clattering things that made noise. But little one was given love and time, the greatest gifts of all. You know, that's super important. Can I just say, sometimes you may want to have toys. You may want to have neat things that other people might have, and you may feel sad that you don't have them. But I'll tell you what you do have is someone who loves you very, very much, more than anything else. And that person is giving you her time every single day, right? And that's worth something, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Then one day the big dragons had to go far away to do big, important things. And left behind, the small dragons grew scared and angry, and they picked fights with one another, and then they turned on Little One.
"You're not a real dragon," they sneered. "You can't fly. You can't breathe fire.
You're covered in feathers, you big wimp."
"We're covered in feathers," says Bib.
"Yes," says Mommy. "Feathers keep us warm, but they can't keep cold words out." Well, feeling hurt and sad, Little One went away to be alone for a while, and sometimes things happen for a reason. Do you know? A real dragon's skin is too scaly to feel the heat, but a soft, feathery dragon can feel the first fiery breath when a volcano wakes up.
"Flee for your lives!"
Little One screamed.
"The mountain is alive!"
Well, the small dragons didn't wait to be told twice, and they didn't wait for Little One either. Little One tried to fly, but her wings were too small. She tried to run, but the flames ran too fast. She screamed for help, but the roaring fire was too loud. And then she fell over onto her soft, feathery tummy, which was exactly the right thing to do. Sometimes things happen for a reason. Down the mountain she went, faster and faster, sliding on her tummy all the way to the bottom, where she found something waiting for her. What was it?
An egg.
An egg. The egg was very small, but Little One had more than enough courage for both of them. And thanks to her mommy, Little One knew how to survive through days of dark and dazzle and ice and sun. And much later, when the egg hatched, who do you think was inside?
Another little one.
"Me!"
squeaks Bib. "You," says Mommy.
"I was the egg and you were the little one,"
says Bib. "Yes," says Mommy, "and I knew the best gift to give you, love and time, and just like my dragon Mommy gave me, and now it's time to snuggle down."
"Read it again," says Bib, "please."
"Maybe Grandma will tell you the story this time," says Mommy.
"Please, please, please,"
says Bib.
"The dragon one about you and Mommy and me."
"Snuggle down," says Grandma. "Close your eyes and I'll begin. Long, long ago, long before you were hatched."
And in the picture, who do we see? What's going on here? The mommy dragon came back. And she's holding the mommy penguin and the baby penguin in her arms as she reads the story to them. I gotta say, it's making me a little teary-eyed. It's such a sweet story. Because sometimes when you have a family, And this is very important that you understand this. Sometimes a family looks like a grandma and a mommy and a kid. It doesn't always look the way it does in the movies, where it's a mommy and a daddy and a dog. Sometimes we have our grandparents live with us. Sometimes we have all kinds of different people who live with us. And sometimes our family doesn't look like it does in the books. Sometimes our family looks the way that it's supposed to, because sometimes things happen for a reason. And that, my friends, is the end.